Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
It's Bud Pod, 215. 215.
215. Is it 215?
Hmm.
215. Who's this queen? I'm pointing at me.
Oh, not Camilla, your rightful queen.
Oh yeah, I guess she's my rightful queen now, old Cam.
Yeah, it's gross, isn't it?
Gross. Why is it gross?
Because I want one at a time, king or queen.
Oh, right. But is there like a qualifier when the monarch is not in charge? Because why was Prince Philip never the... Right. So if a queen's in charge, their husband stays a prince. But if a prince becomes a king, their wife becomes a queen?
I'm not sure, because I mean, it could have been on the cards. It was on the card. I haven't watched enough of The Crown. But it was definitely in the cards for Prince Philip to also be a king. He could have been.
Hmm.
But they decided he would be a prince consort.
Right.
And then Camilla was going to be a queen consort. And then the consort bit got dropped.
Heh.
So she nailed it.
Well, good for her. I have a lot of respect for old Cam Cam. I have to say.
Oh, yeah?
She's the Greg of the royal family universe. At the beginning, you're like, this person isn't getting anywhere. Save your...
This is just some weirdo creep on the edge of what's going on.
She's a cousin Greg of the royal family, you know?
That's so perfect.
So I got a lot of respect for the hustle. You got to admire the hustle.
She's cousin Greg, and... I guess Kate is Tom Wamsgans.
Yeah, right.
Hmm.
Right. And Meghan Markle. And Meghan and Harry. I mean, they're Connor and Willa. Aren't they? Meghan and Harry are Connor and Willa.
Yeah. Oh God, of course. Maybe this is what they did when they wrote Succession.
Well, I mean, Jesse Armstrong read like a lot of books about, you know, the Roman Empire and royal families and all
dynasties,
yeah, and warring royal families and that sort of thing. So yeah, I guess there's a lot of that kind of dynamic in there.
Oh man, would you ever want to be a minor prince?
A prince of the miners with a diamond pickaxe. Yes, that sounds pretty good.
That would be pretty cool. Yeah, a big golden helmet with a bejeweled candle lamp on the front.
I would honestly love any... I'll take any royal honor if it's going. I'll take it. I don't give a fuck. Yeah, give it to me. I don't care. I don't care. I'd love people like, oh, I would turn down my OBE. I'm like, give it to me then. I'll take it. I don't care. Gimme.
Like it's a spare side of fries.
Yeah.
Don't send it back.
I just want to add, I come from a professional academic family. Even though I don't work in the professional world, I still like letters at the end of my name. I don't care.
Yeah.
Give it to me. Gimme. Gimme that. Gimme them letters. Gimme. I'll take them. MBE, OBE, CBE. I don't care.
Yeah.
Gimme. But I guess
these are your extra chips. Just hand them over.
Yeah, just hand. Yeah.
Don't waste them.
Yeah, but I guess if you're minor royal, you don't get that. You just get a. What do you get anything in your name if you're a minor royal? The Duke
they give themselves awards all the time.
Eh?
They give themselves awards all the time.
Mm. Yeah.
Commander of the Order of the Thistle or whatever. Like, you know, you get all that.
Oh,
stuff.
Oh yeah, like protector of the hills. And champion of the woodland creatures.
And you'd be an honorary colonel of some regiments and stuff?
Yeah. I'd like a Game of Thrones style knighthood, like, you know, the Pork Knight or something like that.
Oh, like one of those sort of nicknames.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd love that sort of thing. Famed for his how much pork he eats. He's the Pork Knight. Yeah.
I guess, yeah, the Pork Knight would be a guy, that would be the nickname of a guy who, he is a knight, but he became a knight through giving the king lots of money that he made from being a really successful pig farmer. So the nickname would be like a kind of allusion to the fact that, like, he's not originally of the gentry, the Pork Knight.
Yes, right, you know, right, yeah.
They'd be, that would be their way of trying to undercut him, demean for not being noble, yeah. Even though he'd be wealthy.
Yeah, gotcha. Would you like to be a minor royal?
I don't know, really. They still get a good slice of the old free stuff.
What do they get? Do they get land?
They get, like, well, they'll definitely get land. You'll probably more easily be able to get into various schools and institutions. It's probably a lot easier to get a job in, say, finance, because then some bank can say, you'll never guess who's working here. You know, there's a lot of prestige attached to wherever you go, if you're even remotely not a fuckwit.
Right, okay.
Maybe. They've cut down on giving them quite as much money as they did, so it's not as cool as it used to be.
No. But I'll take it. I'll still take it. I'll take anything. Just give it to me.
Have you ever considered doing like a kind of Victorian-style fraud and just claiming to be sort of a sultan's nephew or something?
No, Dumont is never... I don't think you can really get away with that anymore. Record-keeping is quite good these days.
Yeah.
Also, I'm not the right ethnicity for any royal family. Even in Malaysia, I'm the wrong ethnicity for the royal family. So
but the honkies don't know.
Oh, right. So come over here. And so I come over here in, like, satin robes and...
Yeah.
And something on my head. It doesn't even have to be accurate or whatever. Just something on my head.
Is that a leaf?
And say...
It doesn't even matter.
Right, yeah. Say I'm the Prince of Penang. Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, I'd like
that's
that.
That's good.
Yeah.
And then you just embroider it with random bits of sort of half-true trivia about the Sultan of Brunei or like equivalent.
Mm.
And claim it for yourself, and then I think you're onto a good one. The best thing is to if you want to defraud, say, elderly American widows, is to be an aristocrat, but from a country where it's been destroyed.
I would be the Duke of Burgundy. Like an Anastasia vibe. Say I'm
totally. Yeah. So you go, oh, I would have been the Duke of Burgundy. Oh, I would have been so and so von something or other of Prussia or something where it's been destroyed, it's blurry enough that you know. I went down a Wikipedia rabbit hole the other day trying to find out who would be the Tsar if they got a Tsar again.
Oh, okay. In Russia.
In Russia.
So you're right. Yeah. Did they not kill all of them?
Well, no, because I mean, the Queen Victoria was the Tsar's cousin. King Thingy, rather, not Queen Victoria. But they're all related.
Right. Oh, right, yeah.
So I was like, well, who would that be if they did decide? Because there's some crazy, like, monarchist far-right weirdos in Russia.
Right.
And they do want to restore the Tsar. And so I thought, well, who would they pick? And there's, like, four candidates all kind of competing.
As in they're fighting it out now?
Well, they all claim that they're the real one, obviously.
The real Slim Shady.
Through various lines.
Yeah.
I think they're all American, though. Well, they're born in America. I think.
What is Tsar just like a Russian word for king? Does it just mean king? Or does it mean like... Oh, is this from Caesar? Is Tsar actually from Caesar?
I think it's from Caesar.
Yeah.
I think it's more imperial than just a king. It's a bit higher up there.
Mm.
I'm going to look that up right now. Because I remember my mind being blown when I found out that Caesar and Kaiser were the same word.
Yeah. Kaiser.
Yeah, it's from Caesar.
Yeah.
Which means emperor in the medieval sense of the term.
But then Caesar was like a surname, wasn't it, or something? It was like...
Oh, well, that's Roman names. Your honorific came at the end, not your surname. And ancient Roman names.
This is honorific.
Honorific. That's what they say when they give you your OBE.
The king jumps and does like a freeze frame punch in the air. Honorific.
You get ignited by like a kind of Wreck-It Ralph style character. Yeah, so Julius Caesar's name was Gaius Julius Caesar.
Gaius.
Gaius. Gaius. So the family he was born into was the Julia family.
Yes.
So Julius, I think, was his family name.
I see.
And oh, Caesar is, that's the word I'm looking for.
When you play Rome Total War, you pick the red guys. They're the Julii.
Mm-hmm. I think that's what it is. That's what it is. Caesar is a cognomen.
Huh? Cognomen?
Yeah. Yeah, cognomen.
Beware the cognomen.
Third name.
They're covered in gears.
Yeah. The cognomen are coming on time. It's the third name of a citizen of ancient Rome.
The third?
Roman naming conventions. This is what I
want. Oh, okay.
Like, the names work differently. Just like your, you know, your Chinese name doesn't work the same as your Western name, right?
Yeah. Surname, generation name, individual name.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. So the first name is your personal name, your sort of clan, and then your cognomen. And then you could have an agnomen and then an extra thing, because then you get like a fourth name if you did something fucking cool.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, because that's where you get like Scipio Africanus, because he conquered the province of Africa.
Ah, cool. We should have some of that now. What would your admonem, what was it called? Adnomen,
I think. Adnomen. Yeah.
What would that be from the things you've achieved?
from what I've achieved.
Yeah.
Pierus Novellius Gigas. From doing gigs. Commodus.
Yeah, nice.
Comedicus. You and I would both be so-and-so Comedicus. And then I don't know, your best review, 5-starus.
Right. Well, what'd that be? Quintastrus.
I don't know.
That's quite a cool name, actually. Quintastrus. That's cool.
I think that would be a cool thing to clench your fist and say when you get a 5-star. They had a refridge. Quintastrus.
Mine would be Philippus Wangius, 100% completeth Arkham Knight on the PS4us. All secrets found us.
Yeah. What would mine be? Pierus Novellius has played every Call of Duty-us. I don't know. Well, our achievements are just video game achievements at the end of the day. Philip, am I right?
I gave up on Call of Duty when it stopped being a history game and became basically a sport.
Yeah, it's a sport full of lasers now, and I equally am not that pleased with it as a result. It irritates me. I found something really funny on Twitter the other day. I need to find this, Phil, because there is a name of like a pouch of official documents from the medieval times, like the royal official documents. But the people inventing the names didn't know the right Latin for it, so they made it up. And it's literally called, like, Bag of Secrets.
Well, this is one for a particular pouch or a type of pouch from the medieval age?
No, it's like a particular pouch. It is Bag of Secrets.
What is it, Bag of Secrets?
So it's B-A-G-A, bugger. And then it's de, like D-E.
Yeah.
And then secret is, like secrets with an I.
Right.
Bag of the secrets.
It's a good old bag of the secrets.
Well, if it isn't, bag of the secrets.
It's like something you could order at McDonald's. Yeah, a Big Mac and then a bag of the secrets. I just have a bag of secrets.
It's like...
You replace your fries for a bag of secrets?
It's slightly Jamaican-y.
Bag of secrets.
Bag of secrets.
Bag of the secrets.
Or quite, maybe like cartoon Italian. A bag of the secrets.
Yeah.
So in English medieval government, the bag of the secrets was a store of secret documents. It originated as a leather sack, which the collection later outgrew. Its name is a medieval Latin attempt at bag of secrets, which more correctly would have been sacrus secretorum.
Sacra secretorum is cool.
Yeah, sacus secretorum.
Bag of the secrets.
It would be so embarrassing. You're the king of England and you have to go, so-and-so says that in my father's reign there was an assassination attempt on the Duke of Beaufort. Well, we'll see what the bag of secrets has to say about that. Get me the bag of secrets.
Are you sure about that? Quickly, give me the bag of secrets.
Just now, check on this. Now, Brother Francis, you've always claimed that you definitely passed Latin at monk school. You're sure that the Latin for bag is bugger. You're sure about that? Because that doesn't seem to be the case for any other word where we put it in Latin. You're sure this is just the bugger secrets? Yes. Well, we have no way of checking anything, so... Oh, man, Philip. I have a special plea.
A special plea? I was wondering when you were going to deliver your plea for the day.
Yes, that's right. I'm cowering, clutching the bag of secrets and a special plea.
Yeah, go on, plea.
For any listeners in or near Edinburgh, on the 4th of July, me and friend of ours and friend of the pod, Garrett Millerick, are recording our specials, because you know, Phil, I've got that YouTube special.
Oh, yeah.
That all the listeners have definitely seen.
Quiet Ones.
Quiet Ones, full free stand-up special. I'm doing it again. I'm giving you all a load of comedy for free, eventually. It'll be released around Christmas time, I think. But it's being filmed on the 4th of July in Edinburgh, and we need to pack the room out with awesome people from the Church of Naughty Boys and Girls.
Yes.
Ideally. Otherwise, I'll be filming it in front of various, I don't know, probably Americans who've come to see the tattoo and have come to see me by mistake.
Yeah. They might whoop. They might give you a whoop. Although they'll be wondering when the bagpipes start.
Yeah, they'll be wooing, but then I'll make a reference to anything that's not American and I'll lose them completely.
Yeah. Yeah, and get down. So any Edinburghian or Scottish... Church of boys and church of girls. What? Any Scottish congregation of the Church of Dirty Little Boys and Dirty Little Girls.
Yeah.
Go CP on 4th of July, did you say?
June.
4th, you said July the first time.
Oh, fuck my life. Yeah. June.
Yeah.
It's June. It's really soon.
That's how you remember.
How you can remember. It's me and Garrett. We're doing a 4:30 like showing thing. And recording one each, and then we're doing like a 7:31 and doing one each.
Oh gosh, it's next Sunday.
All in one day, next Sunday.
Sunday.
YouTube.
Okay, and it's at the Monkey Barrel in Edinburgh.
Monkey Barrel in Edinburgh, lots of fun.
On the 4th of July.
June.
Now I'm confused.
4th of June.
4th of June.
Soon. June.
How did that was like... That was like a fucking like black and white comedy there. July, June, and then I switch around, and I think it's July.
Or like a proper infomercial. Sorry, what was the name again?
June.
What's that from?
It's that lady who's like who forgets the words to a song from a musical about June. And instead of asking for the lyrics, she just goes, June.
That's right. Was that a viral video?
Yeah, it was. June is busting out all over. And she just forgets the words. She goes, because it's June.
We were all saying that to each other. Was it on tour?
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck.
Oh, God damn it, man.
Was it an incredibly loud, abrasive advert yeah. popping up?
Mm-hmm. Okay, so here she goes. I think she's about to forget the lyrics here. Yeah, she just goes June, June, June. And she's like in front of a live audience, and she's walking through them in like the park, and she's meant to be like fun and getting them engaged, and she's going,
that's the worst, is when it's like someone singing a song they don't know the words to in a group, but they're the only one singing. Like, you can cover it in a nightclub, but if you're the only one singing, you're like, you better not look at me that way. You better hot to babu bay. You better na-na-na. Like, it's just agony. And when you really are going for that, like, big, like, Broadway sound, and it's just like, ha-shabala-la-ba-shaba. It's just, like, such a terrible contrast. Between, like, a full sparkly, like, wada-wa-wa-wa, and then just not knowing the words. It's such a horrible...
It's such a fall from grace.
Yeah, it's much worse than if it was just someone in their living room trying to sing along to something. Because they're not making any like visual claims to know, are they?
No, and it's unbidden.
People were shouting that at her.
But what?
It would be better if this was unbidden, madam. June. We'll put a link in the description.
But what was a bidden performance was my stand-up show at the South Bank on Friday.
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks to everyone who came to the Royal Festival Hall. There was 2,500 people in there.
It was a ripper.
Yeah.
It was an explosion of fun.
It was real good, real fun. I was stood in front of an enormous organ.
Yeah. And then I went backstage. Whoa!
It was a very grand concert hall, which I think made the dirtier jokes a bit less comfortable than they usually are, because people are like,
"Do you think?
Oh, we're at assembly." I think there's always a bit of that vibe. He's talking about his willy, but we're at assembly.
Yeah, that's right. Well, it was you could see a lot more of the crowd. They were more lit because of the bounciness of the light from the stage.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a light stage, but it was super...
People like to laugh in the dark, like bugs.
Exactly, yeah. No judgment. No judgment.
Yes, exactly.
No one knows what I'm laughing at in the dark.
Oh, yes, I'm laughing at the Willy joke, but who could ever say it was I who laughed?
For I am just but one laugh among hundreds. They will never know.
One worm among a pile of filth wriggling in pleasure.
And Pierre was on at the beginning, so it was a real a bud pod treat for any pod buds in. It was a grand old night.
It was a lot of fun. And I found out that my new red velvety jacket thing was even hotter than the last one. So let's enjoy that when we see me. It was great. I mean, how did you find it in terms of the fact that, like, it did it feel weird that it wasn't like the end of the tour, that you do something like that and then you actually still have to kind of keep going? It's not the last mission of the video game.
Right, yeah. No, I did feel quite final, but I think it's good it's not the end of the tour, because I find that tours, festival runs, any sort of stretch of time where you're doing the same show again and again, the last show is always, to the performer, a bit of an anticlimax. It's never the big blowout. So I think having this at the end would maybe go, oh no, it's gonna have last show syndrome. It's gonna be an anticlimax. So I think I actually quite like having it in the middle.
Oh, so you mean an anticlimax in terms of the vibe of the way the actual show itself happens, as opposed to just in your mind?
I think just in your mind.
Oh, okay.
Because like when you do an Edinburgh run, you expect the last night to be like, "Hey, we did it," but it's, you know, it's as subject to regression to the mean as any date in the calendar. So, you know,
the last.
These are all mutually exclusive events, these shows, so there's no reason why the last one would be particularly good.
The last night of my Edinburgh run last year was so shit. It was so odd. It was like a lot of the audience had come sarcastically.
Yeah, it's always
And it was just a bit like, why is this happening now? Why on the last day? You know, it's Sunday. Are we all not...
The last show
was everyone
sucks.
Hungover?
The last show always sucks.
Yeah. Yeah, and then you feel crazy, and then you think, maybe if I cut that Sunday and just end it on the Saturday, and then the Saturday will suck. So you cut to the Friday, and before you know it, you just don't go at all.
Yeah. But you're continuing the tour this week in Dorking on Thursday and Warwick on Friday. I think there's still some tickets
Warwick.
Left. So if you're in either Dorking or Warwick this week, do come along.
Yes, indeed. And will you be in Warwick Castle?
Warwick Arts Centre, which might be sneakily in Coventry or something. There's a lot of overlap in between Warwick and Coventry.
Yeah, that is on the uni campus, which is probably quite close. It is close to Coventry, yeah.
I understand.
About a 20-minute taxi from Coventry Station. I know this because I performed there for a non-tour reason the other day. And I got a Google Maps to the venue, and it sent me through, I would say, the wild. Genuinely.
Really?
Like, it sent me down tracks that it wouldn't be safe to ride a bike down.
Yeah, this is something that, but in terms of terrain, unsafe.
Like a muddy plank across a babbling brook in the woods. And then at one point, kind of a path, but really just an open field.
Wow.
It was like I was in The Witcher. It was the areas you walk around in a massive fantasy game.
Yeah.
That's how unmarked it was. And it was some kind of preserved woodland near the campus, but I was just like, thank God I didn't wear like nice shoes, you know.
Yeah, Google cares not for comfort. It cares only for time.
The irony is that as Google has gone, oh, well, yeah, we've only got some roads, don't we? We don't have nearly enough, like, footpaths and funny little alleyways. But as they add them, it makes the quality of some of their on-foot journeys much worse.
Mm.
Because Google should have always ignored the muddy path through the woods over the babbling brook.
Right, yes. Yeah.
It should never really have been on there. It's not really relevant to travel.
Yeah.
I would say. So that's my advice for your Warwick gig, Phil.
Okay, don't walk
through
the woods.
Don't walk there from the station through the woods.
Don't walk through the cursed wood.
Yeah. Beware, you brave comedian. When you venture to Warwick, walk not through the fen.
Also, next week, I'm in Wales, so any Welsh pod buds, I'm in Swansea and Cardiff next weekend. Come along to them. Those are big rooms, yeah.
Swansea and Cardiff, both a lot of fun to gig at and quite wild going out towns, thanks to the uni and the football clubs, I think.
Big party town. Big party towns.
Last time I was in Swansea, it was when the Swansea football men, whatever they are, were doing very well and they had some quite expensive players.
Mm.
And as a result, Swansea had upped its town centre game over a few years. And so walking in from the station, you'd go past like a derelict building with peeling paint saying like Miners Union Meeting House with all the windows boarded up and like waste ground. And oh my God. And then you get into the center and there's like a BMW showroom and like a steel and glass high end wine bar.
Yeah. This is Swansea.
Swansea. Yeah.
Yeah.
And this is pre-COVID though. This is a while ago.
Yeah, no, Cardiff city centre is also like really spangly and nice.
Yeah, well, you know what else is spangly and nice, Phil?
Is it shiny correspondence?
Yes, glitter in the envelopes as an act of spite. That's pretty spangly.
Glitter should... Oh, maybe this is my... This should be a hot take for the bonus part, but I'm going to give it here. Glitter should be illegal.
Yeah.
I think glitter should be fucking illegal. I think we should go full, like, chewing gum in Singapore on glitter. Mm. Not allowed. It's not worth it.
It is weird that you're allowed to just make a dust that exists to be thrown.
Yeah, and that's impossible to clean. It's both impossible to miss and impossible to clean. Like, it's not like it gets everywhere, but you can't see it. The whole point is that you can see it, but you can't get rid of it.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And it's not a natural thing. It won't decay, I don't think.
Yuck. Is it a microplastic, technically?
Yeah, are we just handing out sachets of microplastic to just go, yeah, and throw it into like a bird's fucking face?
Yeah, yeah.
Like the fucking gas from the Riddler. Not the Riddler, the Scarecrow.
Oh, yeah, the nightmare gas.
Like the microplastic equivalent of just like pepper spraying a turtle or a fish. Well, anyway, let's see if there's any glitter in our correspondence.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ring letters, emails, phone calls, correspondence.
A correspondence from...
E-glitter everywhere.
E-glitter everywhere, that's right. This is from Phil.
Phil. If you will.
And you better.
And you must.
Hello, anaphylaxis and Pierre Robin syndrome.
Oh, what's anaphylaxis? What's that?
It's not breathing, isn't it?
Oh, no, it's a potentially fatal allergic reaction.
Oh, that's right.
And what was yours?
Pierre Robin syndrome is a rare congenital birth defect of the cleft palate and jaw. Okay.
Well, it's nice to have our names associated with such pleasant things.
Very nice. He says, I'm writing my final poo-based story.
Oh, final? Why?
Yeah,
I don't know. Hangs up his pen.
Before he hangs up his anus. No more pooing
not
for me.
A little hook. Yeah, you can perfectly just place it on a hook, I guess.
Yeah, above the fireplace. Next to your father and grandfather's anus. about an absolutely mortifying time I had working in a summer camp in Ontario in Canada.
Ooh, Ontario. That's the capital, right?
That's Ottawa.
I can never remember Ottawa.
No, no one can. As a teen in the mid-2000s, I was raised on a diet of bad teen comedies that stated that the wildest possible time you could have was being a Brit in North America, i.e. American Pie and Love Actually.
Yes, Love Actually. Classic one.
I guess you could describe it... He's not saying this, I'm saying this. You could describe it as Occidentalism.
What is that?
So Orientalism is the idea that the Orient, the East, is naturally full of magical possibilities and things that we don't have, like genies.
Yeah.
So I guess you could say it's Occidentalist to say that in America, every night is a bunch of teenagers, like cheerleaders getting their tits out at a party in the woods kind of thing.
What Occidental is to do with America?
It is to do with the West.
Oh.
Like Oriental means East.
I see.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't, for years I had no idea Love Actually had a porn star love storyline.
Eh?
It's got a porn star storyline in it.
Does it?
Yeah. There's a porn, with Martin Freeman.
Oh, that kind of, I haven't seen it in like maybe even 2 decades. I don't even know how long.
Yeah.
Martin Freeman is a porn star.
I think so, yeah.
Huh. Weird.
Yeah.
He keeps looking at the camera all awkwardly, like in The Office. Mid-ejaculation.
Yeah.
As Phil continues, importantly, the message of most of these movies that was that you would have numerous hijinks, but ultimately fall in love by the end.
Mm.
As a lovelorn idiot stuck in rainy Manchester, I felt that this nirvana of sun and partying was the best option to sort out my frankly tragic personal life. I can see that.
Mm-hmm.
He's there in Manchester saying, I'm sick of Oasis. I want to fall in love in America. With a big, I'm just picturing like the Liam Gallagher, really. Like a really frowny guy in a big coat. With that haircut. Yeah,
but real romantic.
yeah, but really romantic, yeah. So I guess more like the Smiths or something.
Yeah.
Anyway, I signed on to be a staff member at a residential summer camp, and despite being a moron, I was put in charge of a cabin of 12 7-year-olds with a death wish.
In Ontario.
Yeah.
So not even America.
Yeah, no. You went to America's cousin.
Mm.
Sensible old Canada. Having been promised a summer full of booze, sunbathing, and water skiing, frankly, I was slightly upset that in actual fact, my days were mainly spent trying to persuade the children that accidentally killing themselves by jumping off bunk beds would not be good, and that maybe clothes of any sort should be worn for at least some of the day. My last recourse to trying to meet the love of my life was the idiotic notion that girls like guys who are good with kids, not thinking that given that we were working at a children's summer camp, that half the staff would be at least ambivalent towards children. To show my willingness to be a guy who is great with kids, I would often carry the kids around on my shoulders, because in the kids' opinion, walking was other people's jobs. One such child took this laziness to another level, as apparently he didn't think wiping his ass effectively was worth much of his time. After sitting atop my shoulders and wiggling about, dancing along with the music at a Canada celebration, he decided he'd had enough and asked to be let down. My friend's nose suddenly started wrinkling at the scent of shite, which suddenly filled the air. No. And with bloodhound precision, he honed in on the back of my neck as the source of the stench. As my small friend had left a lovely offering as payment for allowing him to gaze at the world from on high. Despite numerous scrubbing and attempting to laugh it off, I was known as Poo Neck for the rest of the summer, ultimately dampening any attempt to meet the girl of my dreams. Hideo Kojima, Phil.
Ah, nice.
Yeah, very nice.
The mad genius responsible for Metal Gear Solid.
Yes. Yes.
And Death Poonek. Stranding. A fucking weird Stranding. Game that I did find that I did play throughout lockdown.
Very lockdown game.
It really was. You played a delivery man across a barren wasteland whilst ordering Deliveroo to be driven to me by delivery men over barren wasteland of London.
And all the delivery guys also had a kind of psychic baby on their chest.
Oh, I forgot about the psychic baby.
How could you forget about that? That's like the weirdest bit of the whole game.
I forget about everything. Have you played it?
I have played it because my flatmate at the time had it, I think. And I played it a bit, but I couldn't quite gel with it. I couldn't quite gel with it. We've got a message from Allison saying...
Allison. What a galison.
Hey, Peir and Feel. Oh, Kay and Peel. Because she's sending us a link. There's a Kay and Peel sketch called You Can't Eat Marbles. which is relevant to our discussion of how much we wanted to eat marbles and shiny rocks and things.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you're the shiny rocks. I was marbles.
Yeah, you were more marbles. Shiny rocks from aquariums. I just wanted... I wanted to own them, but also eat them, but also be them, and also look at them and feel them and have them in my mouth and also have them on a shelf.
Is a plural of aquarium aquaria?
Ooh, shit. Maybe. It's quite a Latinate podcast.
Oh, yeah, it is. Aquarium plural... Aquarium plural is aquaria. Oh, no, or aquariums. There is one of those. Both are accepted. Shut up. Shut up. Give me something to lord over people.
This is a house of technicalities.
You know the plural of octopus is octopuses? People always think it's octopi. It isn't.
It's because octopus is a Greek-derived word, and octopi would be a Latin plural. I think.
Octopuses are cool, man. I like an octopus.
They're smart.
I love a kraken. That's my favorite of the mythical beasts, I think.
Yeah.
I love a kraken.
Big smart squid.
Huh?
Big smart squid.
Big smart squid. Although sometimes an octopus, although I guess more normally a squid.
Yeah, they're normally pointy because there's something comical about the bubbly round head that means that for maximum fright, it has to be a pointy squid head.
Yeah, yeah, nice.
You can go down a rabbit hole of Googling enormous sea devil squids that have washed up in places in like the 1800s and freaked everybody out.
Oh, is that where they got the idea?
Oh, no, there's always been a thing.
Yeah. I love the idea of something enormous underwater. It gives me a really pleasant, like, little chill. I've always loved it. The idea of like an enormous whale underwater. I go, yes, it's good. Or like a kraken. I just love the idea. Or like Loch Ness. Or like, I love the idea of sort of, like leftover, like some enormous sea dinosaurs that had somehow survived and under there. And
have you looked up the bloop?
No, what's that?
It's a huge noise recorded near the Mariana Trench, and I'm not sure what could have caused it.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's right up your alley, right up your Strasse.
Was like an animal noise.
Well, what else?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, Google the bloop. But Alison has just sent us, basically says, I hope this email finds you in good health, unencumbered by tiny, beautiful glass orbs in your very bowels. And then it sent us the Key and Peele You Can't Eat Marbles sketch, which I'll watch a bit later. And I hadn't heard of. Thank you, Alison.
Yeah, I thought I'd seen all the big Key and Peele sketches.
Yeah, but then they kept going after we looked away. We glanced away. You know.
YouTube Key. Yeah, it's a good show.
And then, Matty, sorry, the person's email shorthand is just, you know, sometimes it summarizes the name of the person with the email, not the email.
Oh, yeah.
It just says, me. So I went, the email's from what? And it's from Matty. It's just from Matty.
Matty, or Watty, do you have to say it to us?
Nice. Hello, Bumpoo Brothers.
Hello.
Big fan of the show, obviously. I may be the pod bud who has listened in the stupidest order, mixing between new, old, and random episodes.
Ah, the Tarantino style.
Yeah. But I've filled in most of my gaps and have nearly caught up. I have 25 to 27, 30 to 50, and then 52 to 90 left to go.
Wow.
Crazy. You crazy little bitch. Unluckily for me, I have yet to have an outside of the home brown emergency.
That is unlucky.
Although although a few near misses seen off by quick thinking in public toilets, rest assured when the day comes, you will be the first to know.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Don't tell anyone until you've told us.
Yeah. Correction to make, please, regarding episode 14 at 48 minutes. My Czech girlfriend insists that the Czech Republic is in Central Europe and not Eastern, as Pierre stated, and was most offended when I sent the clip to her.
Ah.
It's true, it's Central Europe. We're only just... You tell your girlfriend we're all still adjusting to the post-Soviet Union reality, okay? It's hard to accept former Soviet states as Mitteleuropa.
I was born trying to adjust to the post-Soviet world. Do you know, this is a wild one in a similar vein to that Mexico is in North America.
It's true.
Mexico's in North America. It's not even Central America. What Gary Lineker once tweeted during a World Cup is like, Mexico had played quite well or something, and I think he said on the TV show, a sterling effort from the Central American country there. And I tweeted him saying, interesting, Gary. Actually, Mexico is in North America. I expect your resignation immediately. But he didn't resign.
That's weird. You asked him on Twitter and everything.
Yeah, I corrected him on Twitter and I said, you have to resign now because because you got Mexico wrong.
Yeah. Weird. That should have worked.
Yeah.
It's not a spoiler, but it is a line from the most recent episode of Succession that I want to quote.
Yeah.
Or should I save it? There's a bit where the Madsen character says America's only been a democracy for 50 years.
Yeah.
And as the person's about to disagree, he goes, well, unless you don't count black people.
Mm. And yeah, right.
Ooh, I practically did that finger snapping, like, roast battle thing.
Oh, really? Yeah. Well, I've heard that argument before, so I kind of gave it a sort of...
I think if I've heard it before, it was in sixth form doing American history, but it was hearing it said so, like, bluntly by such an annoying character as Madsen.
Did you do finger snaps?
I can't really do them, but in my head I was doing them.
I'll do it for you. Oh, God.
Yeah.
I mean, listener, that could be any sort of slapping of flesh. But
yeah, I mean, you know, behind the scenes, Phil's actually going to have to go to a Foley studio after this and slap his dick against one ball.
Yeah, weirdly, that's how you do finger snaps in Foley. It only sounds right if it's a dick against the ball and has to be your own.
Yeah, and finger snaps over audio sound like a dick slapping a ball. They swap. Anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Matty has a most uncool cool thing, parkour.
Oh, nice. Yeah, retro.
Yeah, parkour, you essentially turn yourself parkour into Spider-Man and have a very high level of physical performance, but everyone involved seems to be a nerd.
Yeah, so they're the rip nerds. You feel like you should be bullying them, but you're too scared.
Like bouldering.
They're clearly strong. Yeah, rock bouldering. Climbers,
rip nerds.
Yeah.
And he's attached a photo he took years ago in Hong Kong.
Also, huh? Rip nerds. Circus performers.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Rip nerds.
Ripped polyamorous nerds. He's attached a photo he took years ago in Hong Kong in a taxi. He says, I opted for a different taxi as I was not sure I could comply with the rules. And there's a little sign sellotaped to the dashboard that says in English and Chinese, no fart in car. Very good. Koji Matty. Thank you, Matty.
Thanks, Matty. And thank you all for your correspondence. Thanks for listening.
Yes.
And do come on my tour. And if you're in Edinburgh, do go see Pierre's recording on the 4th of June.
June. We'll put a link in the description. Now it's time to go to the anti-farting taxi backseat of the bonus pod of the Patreon.
Okay. Okay, nice. Let's do that. All right. See you soon, everybody. Bye.
Bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.